The trash of millions collects here in Cairo's garbage city. The narrow lanes filled with plastic, metal, wood, anything the district residents can resell to eke out a meager living. The slum on the eastern outskirts of Cairo is home to a large Coptic Christian community, the trash collectors, or Zabalin. And above the squalor is a testament to their faith. Egypt is for Christians the land revered for sheltering a young Jesus and his family, but it has long been the province of an Islamic majority, a fact some Copts say Muslims are quick to point out.
Certainly there is discrimination against Christians. We're not getting the rights in this country like other people. They look at us Christians as if we're not humans.
Discrimination was institutionalized under the old government, restrictions on church construction, the ability to change faith, though that hasn't discouraged this young cop from expressing his pride. The current military government has proved no better, cracking down on a Coptic protest march last month in a violent night that left 25 people dead. Now some Christians say it can only get worse. The elections that started this week are expected to favor Islamist parties, including the puritanical Salafis.
If Salafis are in charge, it will have a greater effect on cops. So if a woman is walking out without her veil, she could be slaughtered, even if she's with her husband.
But some feel widespread fear is not justified. Political analyst Rania El-Malki is among those who believe fundamentalist Islam is not a natural fit in Egypt.
I know a lot of people, even practicing Muslims who take their faith very seriously, who do not want to see this kind of interpretation of Islam being overrepresented in parliament. I would say in general, most Egyptians are more leaning towards a more moderate interpretation of Islam, or a moderate involvement of Islam in political life.
But even if extremist views prevail, some in Garbage City say they'll never leave.
We're here, the poorest people in Cairo. We are the garbage collectors, but we live on a mountain of faith.
Elizabeth Barrett, VOA News, Cairo.